Hello, my name is Quay. Return
Hello.
your call. Hello, my name is Quay. Return your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hi, is this
contractor friend?
Hang on a second.
Trample in the barren backyard and into confined areas for eating, for laughing, playing, and homeschooling the kids.
This is the. Who are you calling from?
Okay, so I'm a third-party call center. We have like 400 different companies. But your number was left for a call back.
All right, I'm trying to find my piece of paper. Hang on a second.
Yes, ma'am.
I subscribe to something from Mega Savings Experience.com. And do you need my confirmation code?
Well, I need your zip code.
13206.
You said 13206?
Yes.
First and last name?
Joyce Didell.
Okay. So one moment while I locate an account. Okay, yes, ma'am. So an account is fully gone. I need you to verify that full shipping address for me.
The account what?
An account is pulling up. May you verify your full shipping address?
Yeah, it's Joyce Didell, 2007 Bernard Avenue. I want to cancel this, whatever I subscribe to. I didn't realize that there were charges involved until I actually clicked on everything at the end. They didn't tell you before.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be happy to take a look at the account once it loads up. It's still loading. Okay, so yeah, I showed here that today you paid the $5.74 entry fee to receive before opportunity to get the KitchenAid mixer.
Yeah, I want to cancel that.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Please. Thank you.
Welcome. Okay. So, yes, ma'am, the account has been successfully canceled out. And what we did do, we did just go ahead and void out the $5.74 entry charge. That does take 3 to 5 business days to fully, like, fall off the account. But here's the confirmation number that the account has been canceled and fully refunded.
Okay, go ahead. Well, I already changed my account number with my credit card, so I don't know if there's going to be a problem.
Well, did you dispute the $5.74 charge?
Yeah, it was pending on there, and they canceled. They put a hold on my credit card because I didn't want anything else charged. So I don't know if you're going to have a problem or not.
So I have a question. Did you dispute the $5.74 charge?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so in order for us to do a full refund, your bank will have to be on the line before we can initiate the refund.
Excuse me?
In order for us to fully refund the $5.74 with you stating that you did do a full dispute on the charge, you say you disputed the $5.74, correct?
Right. I didn't want it to go through. It was pending. So they put a hold on my credit card. So I don't know if you can, you know, reverse the charge or not. I would think you could.
But if you disputed the charge, that's a difference in placing a hold on the card. So we would have to just clarify with your bank that the dispute has been dropped before we even could issue the refund for the $5.74.
Oh, God. Honestly? Okay, well, it's with Capital One. You have my information, right?
No, ma'am. So
you
would have to
have
do
it
a three-
if you have.
You would have to do, like, call them. You would have to do a three-way call with them. on the line.
A three-way call.
Yes, ma'am.
So how do I do that?
So do you have a Samsung or an Android or Apple device?
Yeah, Android.
Okay, so on the Android, did you see where, look at the screen, you see add caller? Do you see where it says add call?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So once you hit add caller, you'll, I guess, type in the number of the, you know, the card company. And once you do have them on the line, you can just verify that, one, that the dispute can be dropped, and that we'll fully refund the $5.74.
Okay, so you want me to do that right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hang on.
Okay. Hello? Okay, I'm still here. Customer, are you there? Customer, are you there? Customer, are you there? Releasing the call to no response. Releasing the call to no response.